Well, thanks for joining us as we continue to pray through the Bible during this Advent season. We're in Luke chapter 2, verses 4 and 5. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David. And he went there to be registered with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. So the trip from Nazareth to Bethlehem was about 80 miles in length. Doesn't sound long by today's standards, but try it on the back of a donkey or walking. Mary, who was in the last days of her pregnancy, must have felt every jolt, rut, incline, and decline on the journey, as she probably, we don't know for sure, but she probably sat side saddle on a donkey. I was always nervous with my assignment to drive Lori to the hospital for the birth of our children. Can you imagine Joseph's emotions as he took Mary on a 4 to 5 day journey over dangerous and rough terrain on the back of a donkey? Well, things only got worse when they finally arrived in that sleepy little town of Bethlehem. Every room for rent was taken. But Joseph and Mary were in no position to put their names on a waiting list. It was time for the baby to be born. When God sent his son into the world, he didn't take the easy route for the parents or the child. He stripped the anointed one of every royal privilege. Already tagged as an illegitimate child, Jesus breathed his first breath of air in a musty stable. Jesus learned obedience through suffering, Scripture says. And he did that all the way to the cross. Lord Jesus, don't let us glamorize the humility of your birth. Thank you for the humility of your humanity. Thank you for your sacrifice from the cradle to the cross. Thank you. In your name we pray. Amen. Hey parents, talk to your children about how Jesus laid down every royal privilege to come to earth. This can spark a great discussion about sacrifice. Love to hear your stories. Address is not only for prayer, but you can send your stories to prayer@ronmoore.org so we can encourage other people with your insights.